All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, we are here at the All-Star break in the NBA, and you want to talk about some teams that have their sights set on winning it all this June. You want to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. And after the Bucks reached the Eastern Conference Finals last year for the first time in 18 years, they are once again poised to get there while they could be ready to make their first trip to the NBA Finals since 1974. Now, currently, Milwaukee is 46-8, and they are steamrolling through the competition in the Eastern Conference. Forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is once again playing like an MVP, and he also has a strong supporting cast around him with the likes of Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Brooke Lopez, George Hill, Dante DiVincenzo, Wes Matthews, and Kyle Korver, as this is a very stacked lineup. And you look at the teams that Milwaukee will more than likely have to go through in the Eastern Conference to get to the finals. The likes of the Philadelphia 76ers, the Boston Celtics, and of course, the defending NBA champion Toronto Raptors. You look at the way that the Bucks match up against these teams. Philly is a deep and talented team, but I'm not sure if they're there mentally. Philly has really taken a step backwards this season. I think at some point they're going to get it going, but are they ready to contend with Milwaukee in a seven-game series? I'm not sure. Yes, the Sixers do have Joel Embiid, but other players a la Ben Simmons will have to step up. Will they be ready to do that in a seven-game series against a talented team like Milwaukee? I'm not sure. The Boston Celtics were eliminated by Milwaukee in the second round last year, but this Boston team is much more talented than they were last year. However, they are still lacking an interior presence, and until they get that, I'm not seeing them being able to get past Milwaukee in a seven-game series in the playoffs. And finally, the Raptors. The Raptors still have the heart and the defensive presence, but not having Kawhi Leonard is a big difference. Remember, Milwaukee was up 2-0 on this team last year before they lost four games in a row in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Toronto is still a talented team, and they're taking care of their business versus the teams that they should beat. But not having a guy like Kawhi Leonard, of course, he left in free agency to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers, will affect this Toronto team in the postseason. So when you factor all of that in, Milwaukee has to be the clear-cut favorite to get to the finals coming out of the East. Mike Budenholzer, the Bucks head coach, has done a tremendous job keeping this all together. One of the best jobs that he's done throughout his NBA career. Of course, we saw what he was able to do prior to coming to Milwaukee with the Atlanta Hawks. And now he has the opportunity. He's been to the finals as an assistant coach, of course, with the San Antonio Spurs. Now he gets the opportunity to get there himself. The trade deadline is come and gone. Milwaukee has pretty much stayed pat. They did bring in veteran Marvin Williams, another former Atlanta Hawks player. But you look at this Bucks team, barring injury, there is no reason why they don't get to the finals, and there's a very good possibility that Milwaukee could be celebrating their first NBA championship since 1971. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline right around the corner, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.